ואן סמן שין חוף טס, סיף בייס, We have a difficult halacha, and we'll try to explain it to the best of our capabilities. But let's proceed the halacha. Ein hoilchim bipikuach nefesh acha harayis. That means, even though by all shailas, we have a halacha of haloich achar haroiv. We rely on the birur of roiv to be mevarer us certain inyonim. But by pikuach nefesh, we do not go basar roiv. Now he explains what is the case we are speaking about. Afilu hoyu tisha oivdei kechovim v'Yisrael echad b'chotzav. We had 10 people standing in one place. They were standing in a yard. Now these 10 people, 9 of them were goyim, and one of them was a yid. So now, before we go further, there's halacha kol kevua kemechze al mechze domi. That means if you have together in one place a number of people, and there's more of one type than the other, let's say you have 9 goyim and one yid, this is considered like there's 50 goyim and 50 yidin. Or let's say we have 10 over here, it's considered like there are 5 yidin and 5 goyim. That is the halacha kol kevua kemechze al mechze domi. I have to consider this group of 9 goyim and 1 yid, kihilu there's 5 goyim and 5 yidin. Now, let us just explain one thing before we go further. This is not the case, but let us say that there's 9 goyim and 1 yid, and then I see one of these 10 people has a heart attack. Am I mechuyim to be mechalo Shabbos now? I see one of these people has a heart attack. So al stahaloche of kol kevua kemechze al mechze domi, I consider ki ilu there are 5 yidin and 5 goyim, so it's a suffik hashokul. Maybe this is a yid, maybe this is a goy. So there's no shaila. I'm a chuyim to be suffik mikuach nefesh. I'm a chuyim to be matzalim. So if in this case, before we're going to speak about a more complicated case, but in this case that there are a group of 10 people, 5 goyim and 5 yidin, and one has a heart attack, I'll stall. I consider kilo there's 5 goyim and 5 yidin. I don't know which one had a heart attack. I'm a chuyim to be mechalo Shabbos. That is a portion to din. Now, but we're not speaking about such a case. We're speaking about a more complicated case. But this is the case. There was, first of all, there were 10 people standing together in one yard, 5 goyim and 5 yidin. Upirish echod mehem lechotzer acheres. Now, one of these 10 people went away to another yard. V'nofal olav shama poilis. In that chotzer acheres, a wall fell on top of him. Now the shaila is, this person who went away, is he a yid or a goy? We will discuss it soon, but now I have a suffix. He is not anymore in the kviyas. He was pirish from the kviyas. He left the kviyas, and now a wall fell on top of him. Am I mechuyim to be mechalo Shabbos now? Yes or no? That is the shaila, and we will see interesting halachas. When yes and when no. So the Mechaber says further, Kivin shenisha kviyas orishayn bimkoymoy, since there are now 9 people in the first yard, and 1 person left to the second yard, choshvin alei kemechze al mechze. So I consider ki'ilu, this yid was in the second yard, he's a safek yid, safek goy, and I'm mechuyin to be mechalo Shabbos. Avol, we will not explain this yet. Avol, im nekru kulam. If the first kivius became bottle, that means you had 10 people standing together, and now all these 10 people start walking away, and they separate. These 10 people separate, and you have 10 different yards. And from these 10 people, everyone goes into a different yard, and there's no kivius anymore. And now in one of the yards, a wall fell on one of the people. And now the shaila is, am I mechuyev to be mechalo Shabbos, yes or no? Avol im nekru kulam, ubishas akirosam, so when the all 10, they were oike the kviyas, they are not together anymore. There's no kviyas anymore. Pirish echod mehem lechotzer acheres v'nofal olov. One of them went to one chotzer and a wall fell on top of him. Ein mefakhin olov. Now you are not permitted to be mechalo Shabbos anim to try to lift up this wall. Shekivin sheneka kviyas horishayn mimkoymoy. Since the first kviyas is non-existent anymore, that means this group of 10 people who were together is non-existent. They all separated. There's no more a group of 10 people. They all went to different chatzeris. Omrinin kol de porish melu be porish. So then I say, each person is from the Roiv, and since the Roiv of the people were Goyim, so I assume he's a Goyim and not permitted to be Mechalo Shabbos. Now, before we try to understand the halacha that we learned over here, let us just say a poshet halacha, and then we'll try to explain a different halacha. Let's say I'm in China. I don't understand Chinese, but someone told me in the marketplace there are 10 meat stores, and 9 of them sell kosher flesh, 1 of them sells streifa flesh, and fine, but I can't read and I can't converse. I go into one of the stores, 9 stores sell kosher flesh, 1 store sells streifa flesh. I go into one of the stores. I don't know which store I'm going into. Is this the kosher store, the streifa store? And I take out a piece of meat. So the thing is, I'm not allowed to eat the meat. Because kol kevua kemechtel mechsedomi, this is the opposite. Even though there are 9 kosher stores, but since they're kevua v'mokemechot, that means I have 10 stores in one place. 1 is treif and 9 is kosher, so it's considered not that roiv are kosher, it's 50-50. So I bought a piece of meat, which is suffic kosher, suffic treif, I'm not permitted to eat it. That is the din by kavua. I went to the kviyas. Fine. Case number 2. I'm walking in the street and I see a piece of meat on the floor. And I know the piece of meat fell from one of these stores. It fell from one of these stores. I don't know from which store it fell. Then the din is I'm allowed to eat the meat. Because since roiv of the stores are kosher, so I say, kol beporish melu beporish. So there is a chilek I have in 9 kosher stores, 1 kosher store, there's a chilek where the suffix was noiled. If the suffix was noiled in the stores, I don't know which store I went. So the suffix is, I went into one of these 10 stores and they're kavua. So then the halacha is, it's iskinko basarayv, kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami, and I'm not allowed to eat the meat. But if it was pirish, that means the suffix was not noiled in the kviyas. So then, forget about the kviyas, so then I can assume that this comes from one of the 9 stores and it is kosher. Now, according to that halacha, let us just transplant that halacha to this case. It's the exact opposite case. There are 10 people standing in a place. 9 are goyim, and 1 is a yid. So if one of these 10 people would have a heart attack, so the suffix is noiled b'mokim the kviyas, so it's called 50-50, it's like 5 are goyim, 5 are yidin. So then the dinner, I'm believed to be mechalo Shabbos. I don't know who's the yid, who's the goy, but al kaponim, it's a suffix ashokol. The din should be, and that is the din. I'm believed to be mechalo Shabbos. But if now one of these 10 went to a different chotza, and now a wool fell on this person in that chotza, so now the suffix is not on the kviyus. The suffix is on this person who was pirish from the roim, and roim are goyim. So I should say he's a goyim. And that is the last din, what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The last din it says in Shulchan Aruch, if they all were pirish, they all walked away and there's no more kibiyas, and a wall fell on top of one of them, so then the din is, I say, call the posh meruba polish, and I assume he's a goyim. That is the din. That's if all were pirish, but we have here a din in the middle. If one was pirish and the others are still standing here, then he has a din. I don't go basaroyv, and he has a din of a suffix, and I'm mechuyev to be mechalo Shabbos. And this din we have to understand. This is al kaponim. That's the difficulty in this din. But forget, we're saying a bigger Shaddish. I feel the Goy tells me he's a Goy. I'm a Goy to be Mechalo Shabbos. I'm a Goy to be Mechalo Shabbos. Which is the first case? The cell, when they're all standing there. So if I count, I'm a Goy to be Mechalo Shabbos. So if we call Nefesh Lahachmel. If there's a suffix pikuach nefesh, the din is I have to be mechalo Shabbos. That is the din. The first case, you have to be mechalo Shabbos. Here it says, if the kviyas is still in existence, I'm still mechuyev to be mechalo Shabbos, even though I'm being mechalo Shabbos on a person who's a Polish. That is the difficulty in this halacha, which is a very difficult halacha. Let us just see now the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll try to explain the halacha. Afilu, so the Mechaber says, Afilu, if one went away and the kviyas is still kayim, perish. Loi mi boim bois a chotza shoye boti sheinim Yehudim v'chad Yisrael. If in that chotza you have the 10 people standing there, 9 are goyim and 1 is a yid, nofel ma poiles, a wall fell on one of these 10 yidin. And one of these 10 people, that was the din I said, if one had a heart attack. In such a case, you zicha are mechuyim to be mechalo Shabbos. The chol kavua kemechta al mechta domi, if there's a kviyas I consider that it's ke'ilu, it's 50-50, 5 yidin and 5 rain. Ve'ein kan roiv einem yudim. So that's Russian. If the mapoilis of the world would have fallen on one of the 10 people who were standing in this group, and in this group there's a kvias, so the Savik was noiled in a kvias. Who is a Mesukin? So called kibbutz. So it's a suffik hashokel, and one is mechalo Shabbos by a suffik hashokel. Now the Mechaber says achidish alafilu hoyo tisha, afilu there were 9. Upirish echad, and one went away from the 9. Lav dafke echad. Afilu pirshuba, afilu roiv went away, afilu if 8 went away, and the kviyas is still around. Kivin shenisha kviyas orisha, and since the first kviyas is around, so afilu the one who was pirish is a din of a suffix. So now the Mishnah Berurah says what the Chiddush is. Va'av al gav, the Baal Ma'amru called the Porish Meirubi Porish. Now this halach is a Mordek Chiddush. That means someone was pirish from the kviyas, he went away, he's no more in the kviyas, so I should assume, who is he? He's like a roim of these people. Even though the kviyas is nishar bim koimai, I should say, call the porish meru be porish, gabi. Bikuach nefesh, by bikuach nefesh, akilo rachmone. The Torah said you should be meikel. Nechsiv v'chaybem v'loy sheyomos bem, mashmesh leyuchol lovoy bishuminyin lidei misas Yisrael. We're going to explain this soon. But we learn now from the Pasuk v'chaybem that, that a yid should not die. Kimetsa v'sofik nefoshes lahogel. Yeah. Before we go further, I'd like to say over to the Olam, there's a tshuva from Shevet HaLevi, which we have to know this is a very difficult halacha to understand. But he explains this halacha, so we'll have a kaponim, a small understanding of this halacha. He says as follows. He brings as follows. Be'ez rishosoy. Now, let us talk about the case. I have 10 people standing in one chotzer. And one of them leaves. One of them leaves. He's starting to leave. There are 10 people standing here. So Kozman, they're together. Each one is a Suffolk Yid, Suffolk guy. That's Russian. Now, I have one person leaves. He's going out. I see this. I see he's leaving. He's leaving this kviyas. So he says, if I would have a suffix right now, that means one person left, I saw how he left from the kviyas, and I would have a suffix right now, he had a heart attack. As soon as he left them, he had a heart attack. So if I would see him leaving the kviyas, this has a halacha of kavua, because he just left the kviyas, so he's also suffix yid, suffix goy. I'm mechuyev to be mechalo Shabbos. But he says, you know what happened over here? He didn't have a heart attack. That's the muscle. He didn't have a heart attack. So when I saw him leaving, I'm talking with someone else. Is this person a yid or a goy? So he said, listen, is it negay anything? If you have a heart attack now, we pass you nice. He has a din of something keen, something nice. We'd be mechalo Shabbos. But it's not negay. What is it negay? Give him an aliyah. What's negay? It's not negay anything. So the mice, when he left, there was a suffix on him. And if we would clear, then the subject would say it's a suffix, he's suffix, right? But there was nothing to clear about. There was no shiloh. What's the difference? He went into a different chotzer. Now he has no shaychus at all with the kriyas. Now, all of a sudden, he had a heart attack. Now I start to clear the shiloh. What is he? So, theoretically, now there's a life. He, the suffix was not Neulad then. I could have cleared then the suffix, but it wasn't negay anything. The suffix was not Neulad then. The suffix was first Neulad when he's Polish from the Kmiyas. Now, halachically, I should say, call the Polish a little bit Polish. That's what I should say halachically. There's a chum there. Of Rikuach Nefesh, you don't go Basaroyim. That means, since there was a time when there was, when he was Chayis from the Kmiyas, he still had a din of Safik. When he was Chayis, the minute he was Chayis from the Kmiyas, then he had a din of Safik. So the din of Safik remains on him. So even though now, even though then there wasn't a gay anything. That Soviet face, Kolzman the Kvias is still around. Kolzman the Kvias is still around. And now it's negay Pikuach Nefesh. So I say, since Mishas the Prisher, he had a din of Soviet Yid. It wasn't a gay anything. So, Kol Man the Kvias is Kayim. So we say, we got to be, because Nemesh is a din of a Suffolk kid. We got to be Kola Toire Kula, he doesn't have a din of a Suffolk. What?
I'm sure the things he's learning will be what he states that we have seen.
You're asking a very good question. I would say no. I saw that Nissen Kielan says yes. It seems the Kriya says, I think it would need two. That's what I think. Nissen Kielan says, I'm the one, I don't understand one. But Lechayre, if two are around, he said, Loim left. So Loim left, eight left. But you still have this Kriya is still here. If one is left, I don't know. But if two are left, that Sikh is called the Kriya is around, and I consider. So I take everything into consideration. There was a Kvias. I saw how he left from the Kvias. So that suffix that was on him then, and we said then he was a suffix, he wasn't a gay anything, I won't be Mekel and I won't go Basaroy. This is only by Pikuach Nefesh to him the same thing. I'll see someone went into one of the stores. They went out of the store. I don't know which store he went into. And then later, it's pieces from the stores, and now it's in the middle of the street. And the piece of meat, I can eat the meat, even though I saw the police, but that's irrelevant. But this is a chumra of Pikuach Nefesh. If I saw the police, in Bishas I saw the police, halachically, he had a din of part of the Kvias. He had a din of Safik Yid. So Kozman, the Kvias is time, he still has that din. And I'm going to be Michal Shabbos.
There wasn't
a parisha from a kvias. That when they all separated, each one went in a different place. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. But as long as it doesn't have a shemis of a kvias is a shemis. But it doesn't have when the suffix was nailed. The shemis was bottle. So now there's a din of halacha chalayim. Mizachshivis ama kviyas. And if the suffix was noilin bishas, the parish of the kviyas is still kayin, so then there's a din of kviyas. That's the chomer of rikuach nefesh. The suffix nefosh is lahokl, fine. Now in the mishamusim cotton ball. Va'ayin be'evin ha'ezer simen dalet sif lamed dalet. The tinnik shenimtsa bi'ir sherubo oivdei gilulim. I find a child in the street. I haven't the faintest idea if this child is a yid or a goy. I find him in the street. Well, Reb Chaim Riske had in his house a nursery, 100%. We find them in the city. Now, here I didn't see anything. I didn't see a preach. I didn't see anything. There's Roiv Goyim live in the city. But L'chayre, when I see this thing, he's a Pirish. He's not. The Goyim live in the houses. This child is in the street. I see a child in the street. I didn't see any Pirish. So L'chayre, this child is Polish. He's Polish. Just like we said before, by the meat, I find a piece of meat in the street. And nine kosher house, nine kosher butcher stores, so I'm allowed to eat the meat. It's the other way around. I find a child in the street. Goyim of the people in the city are goyim. So I should assume he's a goyim. That's what you mean. So my mail, I want me mechal on Shabbos. Ain mechal and all of us are Shabbos. But here this somehow, this... So, but then there seems there's a problem over here. Where did this child come from? He came from one of the houses, that's for sure. So there's a smother to say, and they're living there. So it's considered like I saw the parisha from the kviyas. He came from that. A helicopter didn't throw him down. He came from the houses, and in the houses they're kavua. So I should say he comes from the kviyas. So he says, "Matkin in the bechol yaim v'yaim perishim kulam mimakim kviyas." And people don't stay in the houses. Everyone goes out from the house. They go out. Each one goes to his way. So I don't consider all the people in the city ki'ilu their kavua. So I go across the goy, so I say he's a goy, and I have no shyness with him. The Ramah Bahagop Olik Shom, Osvirelei de Mafakrin Olamesagal, de Bneyeir Shimi Kikviyim. That means I don't say, since all the goyim leave the house, so I say that the suffix was annoyed from, like when they were Polish already after they left the house. I consider that this child came from one of the houses. So it came from a kvinis. V'dam yeladine d'ohoche. So similar to this thing, v'das agro, from livse keremo. Na'agavulche, this thing is a moiridike chidish. Let us just appreciate this thing, what the Ramo says, and the going basket like this. Now, there's a city. 90% of the people live in the city are goyim. Fine. I find a baby here. So the Ramo holds, the Muhammad says, they don't consider it came from the houses and their kavua. No, people leave the houses, everything is polished, so it came from the goy, he's a goy. That's what the Muhammad says. The Ramo says, no, you have to consider it like it came from the houses. So Mamela, you have to be Mechalo Shabbos. Fine. That's it. But that's a chumre of pikuach nefesh. Now, let us ask a shaila. This person, l'gabi all other halachas, what din does he have? Is he a din of a goy or of a yid? L'gabi all other halachas. He is the din of a goy, 100%. He'll ask a shayla, I'm allowed to crave his, he's on the eight, he crave his, he's allowed to marry a yidin at Chas V'Shalom. L'gabi all halachas. This is called Rinesh. This is a chumrim pikuach nefesh. It's moiridik. I'm mechuyiv to be mechalo Shabbos on a child, which I will assume l'gabi all halachas is a goy. He's allowed to be mechalo Shabbos and everything, but l'gabi pikuach nefesh, I have to be mechalo Shabbos on him. L'gabi all other halachas, he has a din of a goy. This is in this halacha. What if you found him, this child, in the middle of a derech? The roim of the people are goyim. The kulam maslina basarubi, you go basaroyf. Zion is im nekru kulam, perish, shenekru li hispazel. Kol echod l'darkoi uvot lo kmiyusom, so then yizitha go basaroid. Avalim yotzu tchufim yachad zecha, one walked out, they all walked out in one line, one after the other, kivin da daim heim bachaburachas nikar kabu avadina ikidimi koram. Okay, let us, this was a very difficult halacha. Let us see Steve's Gimel. Mi shenofla olav mapreilis. A wall fell down on someone. Sofik chai, sofik mace. I don't know what happened now. Is he alive or is he dead? Sofik usham, sofik einosham. That really, that we'll see Mishnah Berurah, this suffix comes first. That means there were people in the house, and then the wall collapsed. I do not know if the people who were in the house were able to escape or not. Now, a house fell in. I don't know whether the people were able to run away, were they not able to run away. What do I do now? I don't know if anyone did. I'm not Mechalo Shabbos. No, I'm not taking tractor and start taking away the stones. What do I do? I have the faintest idea if someone is in the house, number one. A fellow, if someone is in the house, I have the faintest idea if he's a Yid Segoy. I don't know. Second subject. That's a film tin salam shusham sofik av akum sofik Yisrael. So I have here three sveikas. Number one, maybe no one is there. Number two, I feel like someone was there. Maybe he's dead. Because he's dead. So he's dead, you know, to Mechalo Shabbos. And number three, and I feel like if someone was there and he's alive, maybe he's a goy. Here we're talking about, I have no clues to anything. I have three smakers. So the din is, Mefakin olav afa pisha yesh by kama sveikis. That is the din sofik pikuach nefesh. We are mechalo Shabbos, even though there are many sveikis involved. We are mechalo Shabbos. Zokta Mishnah Berurah. Sofik chai haloshin megungum. First he starts clearing, is he alive, is he not alive? Davale lashim betule sofik yeshnoi. First of all, you say maybe no one is there. Vachakach sofik chai. Okay. Bechain isa b'mishnen. Sofik husham. Umayri shahoya sham be'esa ma'proilis. There was someone there before it fell. Ve'ena yedua im hispik lotzeis mitoich ha'afecho. I haven't the faintest idea if he was capable of running out of the house. ונראה, דורו הדין, אפילו לא ראינו אויסי מתחילו להדיה, אפילו I didn't see anyone in the house. We're speaking about a chiddush that a person was in the house. I don't know who he was, if he got out. She says, a big chiddush. I don't know if anyone was in the house then when the house collapsed. Rak bebayis mitsuyim b'nei odom. Normally there's people in the house. If now there was people in the house, they haven't the faintest idea. So there's a suffix, so that's the suffix. Who says anyone was there? And I feel if someone was there, could be they escaped. And I feel they didn't escape, could be it was a guy. And I feel it's a yid, maybe he's dead. I have all these fakers. Nami mechalin o mefakhin es agal. So the din is that you're mechal o Shabbos and you're mefakhin es agal. That's the din. Habo v'machteres. Now, a very interesting shayla. Habo v'machteres means aganes that breaks into a house. So the halach is, let's just speak about this ganef for 1 minute. A ganef breaks into my house. So Chazal said, you should know when this ganef decided to take gneve as a profession, he knew that what's going to be if Yen is going to find him or say, I'm children to tell me where the closest door to get out. He knows that. So a ganef that decided to ganve, he was machlit by himself, if someone's going to stop him, he's going to kill him. So every, unless he's a korev that, or a oyev that sichemon can, but a normal ganev comes with an intention that if Yen is going to stop him, he's going to kill him. So he's bo aliske nefoshis. So therefore, the halacha is, when I see this ganef, I'm allowed to shoot him. I don't know if I'm allowed to kill him. He's abo lahogeho hashkein behogei. He wants to kill me, I'm allowed to kill him. Fine. Okay, that is the din. He's chayim misa. Above Machteres is Chayim Misa because I assume he wanted to kill, and therefore he is a din of a Reitzeach. Fine. So now what happened? The wall fell on top of him. Okay, now the Shailas did Shabbos. Should I be Mechal or Shabbos now to be Masalim? Now he won't kill me anymore, that's for sure. He's taking care. But now is there a din to be Mechal or Shabbos on such a yid? So he says, Ein mefakhin oisoi, v'gam roktilu. He has a locha like a dead person. He's chayiv misev. So there's no chiyiv on a gam roktile to be matzo. No, I'm sorry. No, it's also. Could be. I think so. Yeah, so you're, I think so. I think you're Mechal or Shabbos. I think so, yeah. The Gavur Ktilu, there's no din of Machai, he has a din of, if halachically he's Mechuyiv to get killed, he has a din of a Gavur Ktilu. Yisroel Val Averis Liti Ovein. Ayid who does Averis, Bemezid. L'teyavain, but he doesn't do it lahaches, he does it l'teyavain. He buys meat in Pathmarks, because it's much cheaper than by Mendelowitz. So he can get more meat. Or l'teyavain, he enjoys it, he enjoys whatever it is, he's doing it l'teyavain. And he's never knishel. Kol's man, she'ein koifer b'teure, he's not a koifer b'teure, he can't help himself, he can't control himself. So nire the mechalim olav Shabbos kedei laatziloi. So you mechalo Shabbos. Avolim hu lahachis. But what is if he's a mumma lahachis? He's a lahachis nik. Also laatziloi af bechol. A person who's a mumma lahachis is also laatziloi. V'chos kein da also l'chalol olam Shabbos b'bikuach agal hoi b'shar refue fuadin l'chol hani nisa b'yiradei esim ekufnan ches sif alam kubeis ayin shom. They bring down over here two negeya dika halachis that we bring down from the Chazon Ish children from Koifrim. That means the parents are Mumrim, Koifrim, they're non-believers. And the children were brought up in this Sviva, so they have the same, what? Oh, so he says they have a din of Tinoikish and Nishbu. And some Amela, this is a mitzvah to be Mechalo Shabbos. One should not hate them. And he brings a Moshe de Kizach. One is not permitted to hate a Rosho unless he gave him Teichocho. If he gave him Teichocho and he answers him, I don't care what you say, then there's a different halacha. But he brings down from the Magenisa Tova, a Moshe de Kechidish. The Magenisa Tova says, Bizmaneinu, we do not know how to give Teichoche. We talk to this Kaifer, we don't know how to speak to him properly. So Memela, Philoyans, I don't care what, it's irrelevant. It's before Teichoche. He never told them Teichoche, because we don't know how to give Teichoche properly. So before Teichoche, one is not permitted to hate him, and Faltik, and then Fakel, so he is a din of Yemachalo Shabbos, and then Legabi, all these aloches. And he brings also from Abnissen Karelet, Abnissen Karelet says that also a person, Bizmaneinu, the Chofshim, many of them have a din of Kenoikish and Ishbu. So he says if a person was driving in a car in Shabbos, he was in a car accident, so he mechuyev to be Mechalo Shabbos on him. So there's a thing that you. Now there's a very interesting halacha we're speaking about in Mechalo Shabbos on a Tayyid, okay, Yidi Mechalo Shabbos. What is the din to be Mechalo Shabbos on a goy? So lechoyre, there's no heter to Mechalo Shabbos on a goy. There's no heter to be Mechalo Shabbos, but they bring down from Amor de Gezach, from Moshe, and also the, I think Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says the same thing, Amor de Gezach. That means, if, let's say, for example, a person is a doctor, and there was a car accident, and the guy was dangerously injured, and the Yid is standing there, and he'll say, I'm a Yid. I'm not allowed to do anything with him. He said, Bizmaneinu, the pilsum can be so great, it can make such a sin as Yisrael, says a din of sakonis nefoshes. I mean, that's all you need. That there was a Yiddish doctor there, and this guy was run over, and then the Yid didn't want to do anything for him, and 5 minutes later, it'll be all over the internet already that this happened, and it's considered sakonis nefoshes. Amayudik echidish. Shemokim Eve Sheyesh Boy Shash Sakonis Nefoshes Mutalatzafug Shoyes. The kingship is Maneinu im Yimna Melahatzel. If he won't be Matzel, Hadovo Osui Lihistalse Miyad Lechol Oilam. ודאי שיש בכך סכון גדולה, so memela so therefore we have to look at it at a different oifen. We have to look at it that no one else will know about it, then run away. Yeah, if no one will know about it, okay, if you can avoid the pill, but if there will be a pill, some you have to know. Yeah. Just one more thing, the Bir Halacha brings down. The Bir Halacha brings down this din that we're Mechalo Shabbos is even if Yizichel won't live, the whole Chilul Shabbos will only be Negeya, a life of a minute or 2 minutes. We're also Mechalo Shabbos. This goes into the Geder of Pikos Nefoshes. Okay, we'll start with this.
Yes. I don't know.